Welcome, Dumbheads, to MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. In this series, we're examining every single goddamn page of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, a scenario for Vampire the Masquerade, to determine what is the dumbest thing on that page. Every episode is one page, every episode is short. If you'd like to play along at home, this is 1992's Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico, the official PDF release from White Wolf. Tonight we're discussing page 37 of Awakening, Diablerie, Mexico. And unlike this book, I'm not going to waste your fucking time tonight. Here's what we have in this page. A useless illustration of the ruins of Tzental. Up at the top, it says Tzental. There's a little compass rose pointing north. The only details shown are four short paths to the central pyramid, which all look the same. It's kind of a roughly stone-ish texture on some rectangles. Then, on the four points of the quincunx, we have labeled Pyramid of the Sun, Pyramid of the Sky, Pyramid of the Moon, Pyramid of the Earth. These are four identical pyramids that look like stone pyramids. Then, in the middle, we have an unlabeled pyramid that is bigger than the others, slightly. Now, space is limited. There was only a page to give to this illustration of the ruins of Tzental. So here are some fun facts about Tzental that you might not know from looking at this little map, this little layout. Number one, it's not to scale, not remotely. Number two, everything here, including the paths, including the pyramids, is covered in vegetation, not illustrated here, so that the pyramids actually don't look anything like what is portrayed in this illustration. So not to scale, also doesn't look like this. Also, did you know that the four pyramids on the corners, everything but the central pyramid, there is no distinction between them, they have no interesting or interactive features, and they have no role in this story. The pyramids are the only thing on this map. So there's no sense of their location relative to anything else. Points of interest. Oh, that was my Google alert sound. I'm recording this episode while I am assisting. I'm helping with the episode of Hard Choices about Our Flag Means Death. Go listen to that podcast. Go listen to that episode. You can stop this right now. I promise there's nothing else interesting in this episode. Anyway, where was I? Not to scale. Doesn't show any relationship between Tzental and anything else. Has no interactive or interesting features. Nothing is pictured the way it actually looks. And four of the five locations depicted are locations that are not involved in the story at all. There is truly no reason for these pyramids to be here. They serve no purpose. Also, the layout forms a perfect quincunx, which, by the way, I keep using that word. You know, like on a six-sided die, the way that the pips on the five face are arranged, where it's like a square and then there's one in the middle. For those of you who may not know that word, that's what that is. It's just that. It's that shape, and that's it. No irregularities, no other features. The phrase, a quincunx of pyramids, conveys all of the information on this entire page of this goddamn book. I'm going to make that the episode title so that the title of this episode contains all of the relevant information on this entire goddamn page. And that is the dumbest thing. And I mean, I don't know what else you want from me. I recorded this episode while doing spreadsheet bullshit for another podcast. I'm moonlighting right now. That's how little there is to talk about in this episode. I'm working on another podcast as we speak because that's the nature of Mega Dumbcast. We do every page, and some days the shop is pretty fucking quiet. I mean, do you want me to tell you what Vampire Drama Club is doing? Same thing they were doing at the end of the page yesterday. Vampire Drama Club, their film crew, their security guy, their guides, and their howler monkey Ginger are standing in the jungle looking at, say it with me, a quincunx of pyramids. There's nothing else happening here. So once again, that's the Hard Choices episode about Our Flag Means Death. It should be episode 34, but it was recorded a little bit out of order. The editing's going to be a little tight. I mean, this is podcast shop talk right now. Here we are in the empty game store. You and me. I'm behind the desk. You're in front of it. Nobody's fucking buying anything today. I can feel it. So we're just shooting the shit. And anyway, yeah, I don't even know Our Flag Means Death, but I did some spreadsheet bullshit. I'm going to edit the episode. I understand this episode has James D'Amato on it, who I was on Hard Choices with once in the Muppets episode, where he talked about fucking Muppets. I was very disappointed to see Pepe come in at the median of the list of fuckable Muppets in that episode. But he did absolutely dominate the later, like, medians-only episode of Hard Choices, thus mathematically demonstrating that the most fuckable half of the Muppets we discussed on the Hard Choices Muppets episode are more fuckable than the bottom half of characters from every single other episode in the first batch of 21. That's math. That's logic. You can't argue with it. That was a good episode. You can go listen to the Muppets episode of Hard Choices too. And those are just a couple of suggestions. look, I don't care what the fuck you do, but you can't stay here. That's it for Mega Dumbcast today. Join me next time when the story continues to stand still as the author takes a moment to rationalize why so few people over low these many centuries have located this giant fucking pyramid on MDC, the Mega Dumbcast. This has been Mega Dumbcast. New episodes drop every day except for Sundays, when all the previous week's episodes drop in one big megasode on the patrons-only RSS feed. If you'd like to get access to that feed and support the show, visit patreon.com/megadumbcast. This season's theme song is Tequila Moonrise by Tequila Moonrise. Dumbheads, I will catch you next time.